And it'll be interesting to see what happens when all this shakes down. And let's go from a coach's viewpoint out to Las Vegas. Mike Bernard, OTM Sports. Let's get Vegas's view on the new college football playoff rankings that came out last night. Mike, how are you doing?
Doing well, Coach. How about yourself? How are things in the South?
Pretty nice. Getting ready for a big Thanksgiving holiday. A lot of great football games this weekend. And, of course, we'll be back after stuffing ourselves tomorrow for Inside the Numbers on Friday. But, obviously, today we want to talk about the college football playoff rankings that came out last night. Were you surprised that Ohio State jumped LSU?
I wasn't surprised. I have them rated a little higher than LSU, but I did have to I did fall into that trap of looking in, trying to read between the lines by having Ohio State won. That means, because really, who wants to play Clemson in the first game, right?
Right.
So I read a little bit into that. Also, some people are talking about by having Ohio State 1 and LSU 2, that if Georgia were to beat LSU, that kind of lends to where LSU wouldn't stay in, but I don't buy it.
I don't buy that either. Now, this is something that that was thrown out earlier in an earlier segment. We had a coach that who we have on and remains anonymous, but he says that he thinks the reason that they bumped Ohio State up is in case that Michigan beats Ohio State could fall to fourth. He feels like if they had been at two and lost to Michigan, they would have bumped out of the top four. What's your take on that?
That sounds reasonable. Assumption, and here's the thing. They are playing in Michigan, and Michigan is playing very well. It's not Ohio State's an 8 or 9 point favorite, so it's not like they're playing, you know, an FCS team. Mm-hmm. It's that's very quite possible, and I don't think Ohio State should drop out if they were to lose, especially a controversial or a real close game to Michigan. They're still one of the top four teams.
Okay, Mike, let's just talk about what everyone wants to talk about in the South, and really nationwide, but for different reasons. All the Alabama fans are sitting there saying, hey, look, we're at number five. You know, if this happens and this happens and this happens, then we're going to be number four, and we're going to get in the playoffs, and we're going to get a chance to play LSU again, and we'll show them this time just like we did back in 2011. But listen, Mike, in my view, I think Alabama – is just a holding spot right now unless chaos breaks out, because with the way things are at Utah 6, Oklahoma 7, and Minnesota 8, I'm going to venture out and say this, and even Baylor at 9. And again, a lot of things are going to have to happen with Clemson, LSU, and Ohio State before this could even ever take place. But I don't think Alabama gets in if you have a one-loss Pac-12 champion in Utah or you have a one-loss Big 12 champion in Oklahoma. And I'm going to propose that if Minnesota beats Wisconsin, goes into the Big Ten championship game, and they beat number one Ohio State, and I'm assuming, and I'm making the assumption here, Ohio State is still number one. If they beat Ohio State, how do you keep Minnesota out of this thing? So I think that fourth spot, and again, we're just making the assumption here that everything goes to plan with LSU and Clemson, but how do you keep a one-loss Big Ten champion in Minnesota out or a one-loss Pac-12 champion Utah out or a one-loss Big 12 champion Oklahoma out? How do you keep them out and let Alabama in?
Well, I think the Big 12's done. I mean, I know we kind of prematurely determined that back in late September, but we've seen Oklahoma go against SEC teams in this playoff, and they, you know, this team's not as good as those. But here's the thing. There's a lot of scenarios I'm not hearing talked about. Number one, Minnesota is an underdog this week to mm-hmm. Wisconsin. So they have to get past Wisconsin to even have you know, any of those hypotheticals in play.
Sure.
Utah, who I think I've said it, you know, for several weeks, Coach, I thought they were better than Oregon. Mm-hmm. But now the pressure is going to be on them and not Oregon, because mm-hmm. Oregon can't get in, but they can win the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. Here's the way I see Alabama getting in. Ohio State wins out. LSU has to win out. And if Oregon beats Utah, it doesn't matter what happens in the Big 12. Mm-hmm. Alabama would be in by default.
Okay. So you think that no matter what – and again, we're making the assumption that both these teams win this week, Oklahoma and Baylor, and they meet in the Big 12 championship game. And if Baylor's 11-1 and Oklahoma's 11-1, then, you know, it makes sense to say you're going to have a one-loss Big 12 champion. So you're telling me that a one-loss Big 12 champion team – is not going to get in over a 11-1 Alabama.
I don't think so. Okay. But another thing we're forgetting is, hey, Alabama's a 3.5-point favorite at Auburn. Mm-hmm. You know what they were in 2017? 3.5-point favorite. Auburn won the game handily. Again, Alabama, Minnesota, even Oklahoma, they have to get past Bedlam. Mm-hmm. To be relevant, right? But I just don't think the Big 12 is going to move up enough. I feel like Utah is a much better team than either Oklahoma or Baylor.
I agree defensively. I think they're one of, you know, Pac-12 takes a lot of heat, and I understand that. But, you know, I don't think they get the respect nationally that they deserved, basically because the overall strength of the conference. I think that's how that works. But I think Utah defensively, I think they could play with just about anyone right now. I don't think they can offensively, but I think their defense could rival some SEC defenses. And I'm not talking about Auburn this year, because I think Auburn literally is the best defense in the country right now, bar none.
Yeah, right. Auburn, Georgia, and Florida. Mm-hmm. I would say Utah's really not that far behind those teams defensively. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, if you were to take the uniforms off Utah and put a green Oregon uniform on them, or a USC uniform on those players, they would be ranked fourth right now.
Right.
Or fifth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mike, any chance, and let's just say this. Let's say that Auburn pulls the upset, beats Alabama. Alabama now is out of the picture at 10-2. Would that be a fair statement? 10-2 and not going to your conference championship game, you're not going to get in, correct?
Oh, yeah, they're done.
Okay. So, and the assumption that LSU beats Texas A&M and beats Georgia. Georgia's now a two-loss team, didn't win the conference championship game. They're out.
Done.
So, yeah, so Georgia-Alabama's out. So now you've got to look at it. That spot has got to come down to Utah, Oklahoma, or Baylor, or does a 10-2 Penn State team slip up and get in?
On the latter, no. Penn State's not moving up that far. But you can't put 10-2. I mean, based off power rankings, mm-hmm. we have Utah ahead of Penn State.
Right.
And I know Penn State played a tougher schedule, but even despite that, Utah is a stronger team. But again, they've got to beat an Oregon team. Mm-hmm. All the pressure of November's on the Utes, not on Oregon. Oregon's mm-hmm. already fallen to that pressure. Now they mm-hmm. can play loose and free,
yep.
but it's not going to be easy. I think Utah is going to be favored in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But in that scenario, if Utah were to beat Oregon, I think you have to put Utah up there. I just don't see Oklahoma or Baylor, well, really anyone competing with the top three, but mm-hmm. but especially Oklahoma and Baylor, I don't think they can play with those top three.
Yeah, well, I look at it last year, and again, hindsight, last year was one of those years, I think, that could go back to the old poll days where there was no doubt that Nebraska was the best team in college football. There was no doubt that Florida was the best team in college football, or what have you. There was no doubt that Clemson was head and shoulders above everyone else in college football last year.
Especially at the end, but mm-hmm. You could definitely say the top two teams mm-hmm. were clear cut.
Right.
Because remember, Alabama, before losing to before struggling against Georgia in the SEC title game, they beat every regular season opponent by 20-plus points or more, that the first time since the 1800s. So it looked like Alabama and Clemson. It turned out to be the title game. But, look, let's not try to promote that because we're trying to get eight, not two again, Coach.
That's true. Okay, Mike, of course, we talked about the flip-flop at the top between LSU and Ohio State. One thing that surprised me, did not surprise me, that Oregon dropped eight spots, not at all. Even though I think Arizona State has probably let some games get away from them this year, they should have won, and they're probably better than their record shows. But Baylor beats a 6-5 Texas team, and they jump five spots. Explain one to me.
I can't explain that. I mean, on a neutral field, Oregon's going to be favored over Baylor and beat them. It's, in my opinion, it's. I see the posturing. I don't. And what that does is hurt Utah's chance. So now, when Utah, the argument against Utah from the critics of the Pac-12 are going to be, oh well, they beat a number 14 team in the Pac-12 title game. I don't think Oregon should have dropped that far, but you know, hey, it is what it is. I mean, we can see some reason with this committee, and other times not so much.
One thing that I look at that I feel like is in Utah's favor 100% is the fact that USC finished the regular season strong, 8-4, got back into the rankings. For the last couple of weeks and moved up from 23 to 22. I think if Utah runs the table, of course, they would have beaten a ranked Oregon team in the championship game. And their only loss was when they took a banged-up team into the Coliseum and lost to USC, who has shown that they have surged back and come. And again, USC, take away their quarterback injuries at the first of the year, who knows where they are right now. But I think that USC being in the rankings right now is going to help Utah over an Alabama or anyone else for that matter.
Yeah, it should. And when Utah lost in the Coliseum to USC, Huntley and Moss were banged up, plus an offensive lineman. That was huge. And it's not like they got destroyed. They didn't pull an Ohio State and get run off the field like the Buckeyes did in the past against Purdue and Iowa. So they were competitive. Look, I like the Utah team. I think Kyle Whittingham is easily a top five coach. When you look at his record in bowls against non-conference teams, it's phenomenal. This year's team is – Hey, look, even if it were playing for something, this would be different. I know they probably won't play each other, but Alabama and Utah this year, if in a meaningful game, not like the Sugar Bowl of when Utah, you know, handled Alabama easily, I feel like Utah would play with this Alabama team in a meaningful situation.
All right, Mike, before we let you go, got to get this opinion from you. When you look at the group of six, you're looking at 18, 19, and 20, Memphis, Cincinnati, Boise State. Then you bump down to number 25, Appy State. Which team do you see of that group that gets the New Year's Six Bowl game?
Well, just odds and percentages, it's going to be Boise because they're going to win their last couple of games. I think they play 13 regular season games this year. And the problem is Memphis and Cincinnati – the winner of that game has to win two times in a row against the same team. And we saw that last year with UAB and a couple of other times in the past. It's hard to do. So whoever wins the first game this week, they have to win beat a very good team back-to-back, and that's hard to do. So I feel like really, even though Boise's not as good in my view as Cincinnati or Memphis, I feel like they're in the driver's seat.
Mike, we appreciate your time on this Wednesday morning, and of course, have a great Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow. Fill yourself up, and then we will get back together on Friday morning and bright and early for Inside the Numbers for this weekend.
Look forward to it. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk early Friday morning.